Based in Klawock, Ron Fairbanks teaches Native arts at Craig Middle School and High School on Prince of Wales Island. Fairbanks does a variety of types of artwork, including carving silver, designing blankets and headdresses, and drawing. He draws using formline design. It's the style found in most Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian work. He's done a lot of large format pieces.
Just recently, we made a huge backdrop for our play for Elizabeth Paradovich Day in Craig, and it's 12 feet tall and 15 feet wide, and it's got eagle and raven crest designs on it. It's really huge, and I put the design on, penciled it on, and my class painted it all on, so that's what I'm pretty proud of. It's pretty big. It's pretty awesome.
Fairbanks says it's been a long journey from beginner to teacher. He says that when he was first starting out, times were tough, and it was art that pulled him through.
I made a moon mask for, actually, she's my boss at the time, but it was kind of a cool thing because she really fought for my position at the time, and I was broke, of course, and the only way I could figure to pay her back is to make this moon mask. And it's pretty big. It's like 20 inches wide and had a design around the edges and the face right in the middle. And when I gave it to her, she was crying and whatnot. And she's appreciative, so.
He says nobody should be shy about trying art. It's a trial and error process. And he says artists get better when they make mistakes and try again.
You just kind of let the artisticness flow. Just kind of trial and error is major. There's a lot of erasing. And these guys that I just taught know all about that. I know my drawings are all scratchy, super scratchy, and I do a lot of erasing. So.
Fairbanks says he would encourage anyone to participate in a workshop or even try to learn formline design on their own. He says it's more than just a hobby. It's a fundamental part of Northwest Coast culture that needs to be preserved.
Because it's kind of dropped off in the last 20 to 40 years. It's been a decline in people that know how to do it, and we're just trying to regenerate, kind of not let it slip through the cracks, so to speak. I mean, there's good artists out there now, but we're trying to get everybody, we're trying to educate as much as we can.
Why is that important to keep it going? What would happen if it just stopped?
We'd lose our identity, I think.
Fairbanks says it's important to him to see people put pencil to paper, and that he knows that each of those people is invested in keeping this tradition alive. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.